RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from Spring 1953. Odds on Death. The 169th Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery, a specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, Odds on Death. Chapter 1. His name was Rigo Vannetti. Every metropolitan daily in the country had been featuring his picture on page one for months. The trial taking place in New York, it was said to be costing the taxpayers $100,000, had involved police officials, bookies, an ex-mayor, politicians, prostitutes, and punks. The avowed purpose was to blast wide open the rackets, a sinister network of gambling, betting, vice, and dope smuggling that spread its tentacles into every major city of the nation. And Rigo Vannetti, the prosecution contended, was Mr. Big himself. They were going to show that he was the power and the brains behind everything. He was reportedly a multimillionaire, and all this money, they insisted, came from the powerful crime syndicate which he controlled. This was going to be the finish for Rigo Vannetti, or so they thought. It was the finish for assorted small fry, police captains, bookmakers, and babes. A lot of important people were caught in the cleanup. But then something happened. Key witnesses began forgetting. They didn't remember, or they disappeared. All the evidence that rumor said had been built up against Rigo Vannetti suddenly failed to materialize. Anyone able to read between the lines could easily have found the reason. Take this headline and story, for instance. Hoodlum slain, dumped in Bronx lot. With his own belt knotted tightly about his neck and his skinny body riddled with slugs, Tony Carvello, a flashily dressed Broadway hoodlum with a police record dating back 5 years, was found slain early yesterday morning in a vacant Bronx lot, apparently a victim of gangland vengeance. Carvello had been subpoenaed to appear as a witness in the trial of Rigo Vannetti, who... Or this. Cop shot in fatal gun duel with underworld thugs. In an heroic struggle against heavy odds, Johnny Ryan, headquarters detective, was cut down mercilessly in a hail of bullets during a furious gun battle with three trapped desperados last night in New York's Hell's Kitchen. Ryan, the account said, left a wife and three small children. What the newspapers did not disclose was that Detective Johnny Ryan had been one of the picked men working on the Rigo Vannetti case for months. Assigned to the vice squad, he had been trailing hoodlums known to be involved in the call girl racket. It had been discovered that there was far more than simply a night's entertainment connected with the business of high-priced babes dating a wealthy businessman in from the sticks for a little fun. Once the sucker was on the hook, those girls would go after the heavy sugar with their prospects, steering the sucker into a big gambling game, setting him up for the husband suddenly returns shakedown, inviting him to a junkie ball in some plush apartment, and always with gangsters hovering in the background.